New research shows Indigenous students reap benefits from attending boarding schools while facing unique challenges. The study by Edith Cowan University found Indigenous students from remote areas who went to boarding schools gained access to opportunities they otherwise wouldn't have. But Dr. Marianne McDonald from the University's Centre for Indigenous Australian Education and Research says students can face a range of challenges adapting to this new environment.
When we were talking to students, and you know, particularly those who are coming from remote communities, the experience of moving to a large regional centre or city creates opportunities that they, you know, you can't imagine. I think the families that choose boarding school, they have an idea of why they're doing it. You know, they have an idea of what it's going to mean. But for the student themselves, getting to boarding school can still be, you know, quite a shock and a massive experience for them.
And there are, of course, challenges that students and families have faced sending students to boarding schools. What are some of the main ones that cropped up?
Yeah. You know, there's a huge degree of culture shock. And that can come in different areas. You know, it can, you know, come from turning up to a place where, you know, the majority of people around you are white or who know nothing about remote community. It can come from language difference. Or if you have teachers or peers who don't actually understand Aboriginal people well or don't understand remote communities well, then that can create a lot of challenge for students. And the academic self-concept, you know, if students are coming from areas where they're coming from a lower literacy to the peers that they are now going to work with, then that can affect the way students see themselves. Whether that becomes an obstacle they get over or not will really depend on how the school handles it and the type of support that schools are offering to these students and understanding and the right type of resourcing.
These are things co-author Dr. Terry Narutchan Kasaris recalls well.
First got down to Melbourne. It was such an unfamiliar environment for me. Yes, it was cold. And I wasn't dressed well enough for the cold. I didn't have the resources, basically, to even look the part.
But the high academic expectations and peer support from Aboriginal and foreign students helped her and her sister through.
That peer support made an enormous difference. And as well as that, the school itself had high expectations of its students. And my sister found herself doing a higher level of English. She was doing science classes and math classes that she didn't have an opportunity to do back home. And that lifted her sense of self and what she was thinking about her own potential. For me, I know that looking back, it gave me a much broader perspective on life. My whole perspective on what was available out there changed. I felt in the Northern Territory that I was a second-class citizen, and being able to do well at school was going to increase that sense of status.
Many students attending schools today felt their culture wasn't respected enough in the boarding schools they went to. Others told the researchers they felt the need to defend themselves against the other students. Dr. McDonald says some schools handle these issues better than others.
There are schools that have no recognition of kinship ties or of language, or the only recognition is a deficit recognition. But then there are other schools who the acknowledgement is more genuine and it's more respectful, where schools actually can utilise the strength of Aboriginal culture and work with families to ensure that the education that they're providing these teenagers actually is going to benefit the whole community. You know, where schools utilise cultural strength and they don't treat, you know, you've got the Aboriginal program and then you've got the rest of the school.
Schools that recognise Aboriginal students have special kinship ties and may face particular disadvantages are the ones most likely to succeed.
It's key that schools do that well. Otherwise, you do get those occasions where, you know, students try the boarding experience and leave within a term or a couple of terms feeling as failures because they haven't had a good transition into the environment that's allowed them to be able to overcome the obstacles. So, you know, whether a school does it well or not will be the difference between how much benefit students obtain.
And if I can just add, knowing that homesickness is such an issue, then being proactive about that, talking to kids about the reality of that and the kinds of things that can happen, I guess, to mitigate against it. That's really important.
Yeah. And I think understanding that homesickness is different for Aboriginal students than for other boarders, you know, because there is the feeling of being off country. There are language differences. There is a culture shock. There's often much, much larger distances for Aboriginal students in that they are from home. You know, there are the family obligations, and there are things that make the experience unique for Aboriginal boarders. And schools who understand that and help the students, you know, with skills to deal with that are in much better position.
Dr. Mary Ann McDonald and Terry Narutjun Kasaris from Edith Cowan University.